need to tell you a little story. Hopefully you can follow us. And let me see if we can get a cooperation here. Now I'm going to beg your pardon here a bit. And I won't take any more time than is necessary. This is technical. But understand me now. This is history of the United States Navy that hasn't been seen in the history of the United States Navy. So what happens is, anytime we land on a foreign shore, we have incursions by Marines. As part of the Navy, we require and depend on the skill and ability of the Navy to produce and perform. Because while we're looking now, this distance from the ocean to here is about 7 miles. We can shoot from DDs to that distance, your 5-inch 34s, okay? We must be able to survive in this element of distance from an ocean. And generally speaking, that means we depend on the Navy to produce. We need their guns. They are our artillery. Okay? So we were the 2nd battalion to land in Vietnam. The USS Stoddard was probably, according to my research, the first ship to deliver naval gunfire support in Vietnam. Authorization to fire in support of forces inland was only given on the 15th of July, 1965. The USS Stoddard fired and recorded on the 22nd. The battle that we're talking about today is a very serious one, as I'm going to illuminate for you. It occurred on the 28th and the 29th. Let me show you a few things here and give you a little bit of a picture of what goes on. This area right in here is the Da Nang Airfield. Right? This point right here is the 3rd Marine Division headquarters. Okay? What we're looking at right here is an 8-inch artillery battery. What we're looking at down here is the 12th Marines, which is 105s and 155s. This is a mountain range of some height and significance. She's probably 400 feet there. It's 327 here. Then you have another mass here. And then all of this area here is just huge mountains. This area in here is primarily brine, swamp, etc., with no ability to cross it safely. All right? This right here, there's a bridge that crosses here. There's a bridge that crosses here. So the Marines were not allowed to go on the other side of that bridge to protect it. Nor were they allowed to go on the other side of this bridge to protect it. Now here's the key. To kill those Marines right there, you have to go through this battalion of 1,000 Marines right here. 2-9. All right? So the enemy down here, called the 7th VC Battalion, right here. I want you to look at this little piece of business. The villagers of Mang Quan, people stated 7th VC Battalion was in the area, and more than half of the battalion were Chinese. That battalion was a little over 600 to 700 men. We were very fearful at the time, this early in Vietnam, that, and up to probably a year or two later, that the Chinese would enter the war. So we didn't want to have anything to do with engaging a Chinese period. Therein lies the secrecy of this piece of business. We put down your ship's assisted me, the USS Craig and the Stoddard assisted Marines in putting down probably 400 Chinese at once. So with this piece of information, this information came from the division headquarters, meaning they know exactly who these people are, how many Chinese there were. All right. This location here, sorry I'm off the map, is about the distance where that occurred, 7th VC Battalion. She proceeded along this line right here of envelopment all the way around to the plain above the Cotty River Bridge. What happened was when Division knew that they were on the move, we have no protection in this area at all. So they sent Foxtrot Company of 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines to engage it. They sent Hotel and Echo Company to engage it, to try to interdict this movement, this envelopment to the north. Both failed. This battalion proceeded, and the USS Craig and the USS Stoddard bombarded these areas here. But the enemy was protected on the lee side of this mountain, even though they put 300 rounds or something here, and they're recorded here, by the way. It's hard for you to see. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. But they crossed here. The naval gunfire was controlled on top of this mountain by 3rd Recon. They proceeded up around this mountain, and at dusk came out on the plain, a whole battalion. This location here is the Cotty River Bridge, the Cotty River itself. The Marines' furthest point that they could go, and it's called a tactical area of responsibility. They were only authorized to go to the edge of this bridge on the south side, right? Anticipating this problem, the regimental commander, General Wheeler, he came down personally to the bridge and told Lieutenant Reeder, if you lose the bridge, we're both gone. Well, he was right. They were both fired, but quite frankly, they both would be dead. So on this side of the bridge, we have about 20 Marines. They sent me right there on the other side. That battalion started to engage me here. Then I called a mayday and responded with the USS Craig. 3 airstrikes were delivered on the battalion in the move here, and they attacked this bridge here. Heavy firefight ensued. Naval gunfire continued for about 4 hours before the Craig ran dangerously low, if not out, of ammunition. In comes the USS Stoddard, who was anchored for the night, had to get its boilers back up to speed, pull anchor, go to combat stations, pull alongside and probably forward of the Craig, drop its fore and aft anchors, get in sync with the coordinates of the Craig, who was heavily engaged at the time, and then both ships engaged. The last grid coordinates I called was this quadrant. We delivered 200 rounds of HEBT, which is, in naval terms, fuse quick. Those are air bursts. At 3:10 a.m., the USS Craig disengaged, and the USS Stoddard continued. They fired 75 rounds of illumination so I could see the battlefield and determine the status of the enemy forces. At the end, I determined that we had a ceasefire, and about 4:15, I think, the USS Stoddard withdrew. So what's really significant about this piece of business? This is what they buried here. There was no one between the division headquarters and that bridge but 20 Marines. That's it. There was all near 700 enemy forces at that bridge on our face. So, if the USS Craig had not responded to a mayday, it had not drug its anchor and came in shooting, then those 600 to 700 Chinese regulars would have rushed to there and destroyed the headquarters of the 1st Marine Division. They would have caught from the rear the 2nd Battalion 9th Marines. They would have crossed. There is 5,600 enemy forces here against 1,000 Marines at that position. They would have killed them all. In doing so, they would have taken out all of our air support. That means all of our helicopters. All of it. That leaves Chulai, that some people may recall. Chulai is not a place, it's a man's name, but okay. We had an airfield down there and the 4th Marine Regiment. The Army had taken a battalion. There were two battalions down there well split apart. The enemy by name and number and unit numbered over 16,000. Had that airfield been taken, we would have lost the 4th Marines as well, the entire regiment. So what we're talking about here now, if this piece of business right here was not taken care of efficiently, and that's what I'm doing here, this ship and its crew has the thanks of me personally, as I represent the men on that bridge. But more than that, I represent the men of my division. And this is what they've hidden from public view. I'm here to thank you for our lives, for my children's lives, for my grandchildren's lives. I'm here to thank you for the 3rd Marine Division. So, I don't want to get into any other technical side of the page, and I do get a little emotional, I apologize. Marines, we're about the business of combat. We have to totally rely on all of our assets. As a young 19-year-old corporal, and as the Commandant of the Marine Corps said, that's all that's required to control naval gunfire. That's all that was required. And that was all that was required. But I was not familiar with the larger picture. Someone asked, why doesn't anyone know about this massive battle that took place? And so when we open it up and back up and see the whole picture, we see the division following a battalion that they could not stop. And then they were given a mayday call here at night in the rain with 20 Marines. It's an impossible task. I don't but feel what they felt on the airfield. We were done here. So what I'm saying is, we were not alone on that bridge. We had, 325 of you on your ship supporting me and my Marines. You had another 325 on the Craig. But we did have a division headquarters that was supporting me, too. We had the Marine Corps Air Wing, right? We had people that sat in their suits ready to fly when a Marine called. Not a general, not a sergeant,
but a corporal of Marines. So it was a unified effort. It's unimportant how many were on the beach or how many or what the job was aboard the ship. You could be an oiler or a cook. We all fight the battles together as one. What I'm here to do today is to thank you, the USS Stoddard, the living people who were there, most particularly for your service, your contribution, and to tell you the true facts that occurred on the 28th and 29th of July 1965. In closing, I want to say a few other things, and that is about the USS Stoddard itself. I told you that in the incursion, it is necessary for us to be supported by ships. Specifically, DD ships, destroyers. This is an orchestra that is taking place here. I'm calling for air bursts over an enemy in the open. I need to see him, so I call for illumination continuous. I need to see how far in the night that distance is. I need white phosphorus. It is a mix. It is a crescendo of firing of guns that is a complication, with each gun requiring what? 27 men to man it. And they're shooting to the max for 4 or 5 hours. They're shooting every dadgum round they've got in that ship to keep us breathing air. This is a professional business that we're in, and that contribution cannot be put lightly. And I'm not here being a nice guy and lightly. I'm here to honor you all for your service and professional skill. The USS Stoddard came up and down the coast here in I Corps, divided up into sections, 1 Corps, 2 Corps, 3 Corps. And the majority of the gunfire support that we had was from the Navy. This area here, the artillery is facing this way. It can't fire across these mountains, nor can it reach me. Even if it was, it'd be dangerous. So our total survivability with ships, in this particular case, just 2. Okay, and it was the USS Stoddard and the USS Craig. So I'm thanking you very much. I'm sorry we don't have a general here to tell you. But in reality, the only man who has that responsibility is standing right here. I'm the man who called it. We are the Marines who received it. And so we thank you very much, and the gentleman that I'll be meeting tomorrow, that is the rest of the unit there. So I'll be giving them a favorable report about all of your smiles and the lay. Appreciate that. That's very, very nice. Very, very nice. And I'm going to report to the Secretary of the Navy. I have recommended the ship receive a decoration for this particular event, and I'll push it till he's tired of seeing my face. So, the only people that don't know about the Cotty River Bridge has been the USS Stoddard and the USS Craig. Everybody else knows what I just said. From here to Abu Dhabi. Now, the last point I want to make is this. And today, this ship is probably more well known than the Iowa. It and the Craig. Because they've written an article that will be coming out soon. It's on the capability of our modern Navy. We do not have destroyers. We have some they call a destroyer, the one pop gun on the front, but they don't know what to do with it. Okay, so we cannot land today, Marines on a beach. I'm sorry, we can't do that. My business is to see that that's restored. So today we say to the United States Navy and everybody who has the Navy on their tongue, fight me the Cotty River Bridge. Until you do not have a United States Navy. And so they're looking today and examining the performance of the United States, the USS Craig, and the USS Stoddard. You're it. You're the example. They've got to duplicate it or get the hell out of the Navy. So future Marines hopefully will have these ships, and again we'll have the performance that this ship has demonstrated to the United States and its capability. So I'm very, very humbled and honored to be here. And I'm very, very happy to do that because it's been 53 years trying to identify this ship for certain. And to get here as quick as I could to thank every living man that was on that ship in 65, and most certainly all members of the United States ship, the USS Stoddard. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your perseverance in listening to me. Thank you.